Now.
WML News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump heads to Northern California today to get a first-hand look at the damage left behind by the country's deadliest wildfire in a century. The visit comes after a controversial tweet suggesting the fires could have been prevented if forest management wasn't so poor.
In a tweet last week, the president even threatened to cut federal funding to forest management if officials didn't fix what he perceived as the underlying problems causing these fires. That was a reaction that at the time drew criticism given the climbing death toll and the amount of resources that have already been dedicated to fighting these fires.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood. Last night, authorities said the new death toll from the campfire is now 71. More than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for. The Saudi government denies it, but the CIA says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally ordered the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey last month. Vice President Mike Pence calls the killing an atrocity and an affront to freedom of the press.
And the United States is determined to hold all those accountable who are responsible for that murder.
This week, the Trump administration sanctioned 17 Saudi officials for their alleged roles in the killing. Lawmakers want the administration to do more. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the shooting of an unarmed man by Park Police. And still, there aren't a lot of answers about what happened and why. Park Police chased Bijan Gaisar down the George Washington Parkway after he left the scene of a car crash. He pulled over twice and then sped off. The third time, police shot him. Congressman Don Beyer.
There's enormous frustration in the community that it's taking so long for any facts to come out, what the police were thinking, who the Park Police are, and what should be done about it.
Beyer says Fairfax County Police were also involved and caught the incident on dash cam video. Federal police don't have body or dash cams. Beyer and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton are now proposing legislation that would require federal police to have those cameras. The man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan is being given more freedom. Yesterday, a judge ruled John Hinckley, can move out of his mother's house and live by himself. He left a psychiatric hospital to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia in 2016. There are conditions. Hinckley has to stay within 75 miles of Williamsburg and meet regularly with a psychiatrist. A lawyer for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange doesn't think his client will willingly travel to the U.S. to face charges filed under seal against him related to the U.S. Special Counsel's Russia-Trump investigation. Assange has been camping out in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been granted asylum. If you need a break from Thanksgiving feast preparations, you can get in the spirit today at the Montgomery County Thanksgiving Parade.
There is no other Thanksgiving parade in the metropolitan area, so we are unique in that way. And as a result, we get lots and lots of people from all over the entire region, including Virginia.
Susan Hoffman with Montgomery County Recreation says the parade steps off from the Silver Spring Civic Building at 10 this morning. In sports, the Caps beat the Avalanche 3-2. The Wizards lose to the Nets 115-104. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
So, here's the latest from the WMAL Storm Center.
That happened early. When Old Man Winter shows up unannounced, we've got you covered.
Wintry mix has turned to snow in places.
We might be looking at a few slick spots out there.
We'll let you know when it starts, how long it'll fall, and how much of a mess it'll leave behind.
Slippery when wet is reality for us this morning.
Freezing rain across the region during the morning hours.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast, depend on the Weather Channel.
That's something we're going to be watching.
And WMAL.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Click on RetirementKeyRadio.com and listen Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
It's 7:05 and 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If you're traveling on 295 in the district, you will find some slow traffic heading in the northbound direction, traveling between the Naval Research Lab and Chesapeake Street, so do be aware of those delays. Also, a little bit of delay heading westbound on 50 between New York Avenue and Massachusetts Avenue. We do have a work zone today, traveling on 395 southbound between Glebe Road and King Street in the left lane. So far, that's not causing any delays, and keep in mind the HOV lanes are closed from after Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge, so just use the main lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, high in the low 50s. Right now, 28 in Springfield, but 42 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams understand how serious it is to get the most money when selling your home. It's your largest investment, after all. Debbie and Sarah guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That is a fact. When it comes time to sell your home, the more buyers that know about it, the more money you'll get. Bottom line. Debbie and Sarah developed an exclusive program to take the stress out of selling your home and at the same time let thousands of buyers know about your home through their Buyers in Waiting acquisition program. They currently have over 7,000 buyers that have registered with them. These buyers are willing to pay top dollar for your home. Debbie and Sarah are so confident that they'll guarantee 100% of your asking price or they will pay you the difference. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and that means we take a fresh look at what's been going on in Washington from the perspective of John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, and what 24 hours it's been.
Well, John, let's take a look at some of the election results, because there were more coming in on Friday, and not good for the Republican Party in California.
No, it's hard to believe that it has been 13 days, nearly 2 weeks, since the election in November, and we are still counting races, watching court disputes, and seeing rhetoric as incendiary as it was at the height of the campaign. In California, Republicans initially led in numerous districts around the state, yet in five of them so far, the Republican advantage has turned into a Democratic lead. Orange County, California, once known as Reagan Country, and the bedrock for Republicans carrying the Golden State, has now sent every congressional seat a Democratic congressman. Dana Rohrabacher, 15-term incumbent and a former Reagan speechwriter, went down to defeat at the hands of Harley Ruda, a wealthy attorney and businessman. In that case, many said the wound was self-inflicted. Rohrabacher's insistence on defending Vladimir Putin to the point of opposing resolutions condemning the Russian seizure of Crimea was too much for the folks back home. In neighboring districts, Katie Porter, a law professor at the University of California at Irvine and protege of Senator Elizabeth Warren, apparently upset two-term Representative Mimi Walters, one of the Republican stars. First-term candidate Porter won by roughly 159 votes, and that margin is growing. I might add, this is all from absentee ballots that are coming in. In yet another district, it was originally thought that Young Kim, a former state legislator and a former aide to retiring Congressman Ed Royce, was going to become the first Korean-American woman to serve in the United States House of Representatives, and only the third Korean American ever elected. She led election night, she led up until Thursday night, and all of a sudden her lead dropped to minus 159 votes. It's still a nip-and-tuck contest between Young Kim and Democrat Gil Cisneros, but given the rest of the trend in Orange County, it doesn't look good for her. In addition, two other California seats that were once considered in solidly Republican turf went Democratic. Jeff Denham, who represents the San Joaquin Valley, scene of the movie American Graffiti, has apparently lost to his Democratic opponent, and in the district in Los Angeles County, Steve Knight, freshman congressman and son of the late state senator and jet pilot Pete Knight, also went down to defeat. Overall, California is trending Democratic, and its legislature has now veto-proof majorities in both houses.
One positive note for Republicans at week's end. Two of the hotly contested governor's races have now gone Republican, Georgia and Florida.
Exactly. And note the different tone from the Democratic runners-up. I hate to call anyone a loser who engages in political combat. Stacey Abrams, Democratic candidate for governor of Georgia, acknowledged that there was no path to victory and she had lost to Republican Brian Kemp. And then she said she refused to concede because concede meant that one accepted the terms and the voting of the election. And she said a lot of people were disenfranchised in this race and change needed to be made. Sounded like someone who's not through running for office. Contrast that with Andrew Gillen. He's the mayor of Tallahassee and the Democratic candidate for governor of Florida. He conceded election night when he was down 20,000 votes to Republican Ron DeSantis. Later, he did say he welcomed a count of the votes because there was talk of discrepancy, votes not being counted, and these votes just sustained and maintained the victory of Mr. DeSantis. Mr. Gillen again conceded, and Ron DeSantis, governor-elect, offered him his hand in the hopes that they could heal any wounds from the previous campaign and bring Florida together. I, for one, like that.
Well, the Democrats certainly haven't made Matt Whitaker feel at home in his interim position heading up the Justice Department as the interim attorney general. And we say interim because there are a couple of hot prospects that are in the wings and making a case, and that includes Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, and the very popular state attorney general in Florida, Pam Bondi, who you see quite often on Fox. What are you hearing about which direction that may go in, and what other names may be floating around?
It's difficult to say whether Christie is ahead or Bondi is ahead or whether there'll be a third contender. I would suspect that Donald Trump will make a decision on this sooner rather than later. His trial balloon of making Chief of Staff to outgoing Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Matthew Whitaker, Acting Attorney General, is being fired upon almost as soon as it gets off the ground. It would be much better for him politically to submit the name of a permanent Attorney General who can be confirmed by the Senate and avoid the legal sticky wicket. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, ran for president, lost, and then promptly endorsed Donald Trump. They are considered friendly. Chris Christie attended his wedding to Melania, and he was a good soldier until late in the campaign when the Access Hollywood tape came out and he would not make television commercials for the Republican nominee. Donald Trump, to say the least, remembers that. Pam Bondi has two credentials the president likes. One, she looks good on television, and two, when she appears on national television, It's usually on the Fox network. She once even was the acting host of The Five on TV, and people thought she was destined for a political career. She's a former prosecutor, a two-term attorney general, and a favorite of the Trump family. Again, there's some jealousy out there. Many in the Trump inner circle did not want her to be attorney general or in any part of the administration. But one has to remember something. Even with the Senate in tougher and stronger for the Republicans with the gain of Senate seats in November, many people simply do not want to go through the process that's become advise and consent and all full of brickbats being thrown at the nominee. We'll see who actually steps up to the plate and accepts the offer to be attorney general when and if the president makes it. One more thing. It seems as though there's a new name mentioned every day for a position like this, and at this point, the top credential would have to be confirmability. In that sense, I would not write off the outgoing Attorney General of Michigan, defeated gubernatorial candidate, and former State Appeals Court Judge Bill Schuette. Put that name in your winter book.
So what do Kirstjen Nielsen, John Kelly, and Theresa May have in common? We'll find out next with John Gizzi. First off, a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's over in the traffic center this morning.
Traffic moving at a good pace on the Capitol Beltway right now, headed through Bethesda, Silver Spring, and making your way through Alexandria and Springfield. No problems to report at this time. 270 still looking good, headed from Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Now, we do have some slowing traffic on in the district on northbound 295 between the Naval Research Lab and Chesapeake Street, and some delays on inbound 50 between New York Avenue and L Street, but otherwise no other incidents or problems to report. Some road work southbound on 395 before Glebe Road near King Street is in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks partly cloudy today with a high of 49. Overnight lows tonight down to 34. Cloudy tomorrow, high 50. Cloudy on Monday, high 55. Cloudy Tuesday with a high of 50. Sunshine Wednesday, high to 49. And the overnight lows remaining balmy at least through Tuesday night. We're not going to be down to freezing again until Tuesday. Right now in Washington, 41. We're heading up to 49 this afternoon. We're at 7:18 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and we are talking with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We hear a lot of speculation and rumor about possible personnel changes at the White House, and among the names being mentioned, Kirstjen Nielsen, of course, the Homeland Security Secretary, and along with that, John Kelly. What is it about Nielsen that's causing a rub with the president?
Well, sometimes when you take on a dirty job, that means giving the person who hired you bad news. Kirstjen Nielsen is Secretary of Homeland Security. When the president says he wants U.S. forces at the border, and he wants the caravan kept out or immigrants to be jailed promptly, remember something. That involves a lot of legal gymnastics and getting over present regulations that are there. Things that the president orders sometimes may not be legally feasible at the time, or certainly not under the aegis of the Department of Homeland Security. It is the job of Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, Secretary of Homeland Security, to carry out the president's orders within the law. But when she comes back and says laws are a little bit more complex than he thought, the president is upset. Hence her very precarious position. Let me leave you with one thought. I talked to a top official at the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday night, someone well acquainted with Secretary Nielsen and General Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff. My source told me, if Kirstjen Nielsen goes, General Kelly goes. If General Kelly goes, Secretary Nielsen goes. Look for resignations in the position of Secretary of Homeland Security and White House Chief of Staff sooner rather than later, and possibly by Thanksgiving.
Speaking of big names who may be out in the immediate future, let's turn across the pond.
Yes. Theresa May, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and the person charged with carrying out the referendum calling for an exit from the European Union, known as Brexit, is running into a bit of a sticky wicket, as the British would say. May has had to wrestle with her own party, bitterly divided over the Brexit issue, many wanting an immediate exit and saying that's what the voters chose in their initiative 2 years ago, others saying perhaps a second initiative is needed, or at least a convivial breakup with ties to the EU. She opted for the latter. The plan that she said has Britain getting out of the European Union, but still maintaining a cordial relationship with the EU on issues such as the customs that remain similar. In addition, this has caused her a lot of problems. Her partner in governance, the head of the Democratic Union Party of Northern Ireland, have said that she's betrayed their agreement by acting on her own with the watered-down Brexit exit. Within the Conservative Party, resignations are coming fast and furious. Dominic Raab, who'd been her Brexit negotiator, said she's betrayed the Brexiteers, and he resigned his cabinet position. Two other senior cabinet members, Esther McVeigh and Penny Mordaunt, have also resigned in protest, and many other key figures in the Conservative Party have called for May's resignation, notably Jacob Rees-Mogg, a prominent right-of-center Conservative thinker. If 48 Conservative Party members of the British House of Commons sign a letter calling for a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister, then she faces a vote. Exactly like that, the same kind of mechanism that brought down Britain's first woman prime minister, Margaret Thatcher, in 1990. It doesn't look good for Tessie May.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thanks for the insight.
Thank you for having me, and remember something. James Baker once said, overnight is an eternity in politics. Apparently, some careers last an eternity in politics, and that's only overnight.
That's the way it is these days. 7:23, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Senator Kamala Harris, amazing comments this week. You may not have seen or heard about it because it didn't get much coverage in mainstream media, but we'll have it for you next right here on the Saturday Morning Update.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and during this busy season, a good night's sleep gives you the energy to enjoy time with family and friends. But if you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea, the terrible sounds that come along with it, like snoring and leaking air, may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution right here in the Washington, D.C. area called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
We're here with a famous Madam M to talk about the big $5,000 giveaway from Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union.
I'm beginning to see something in my crystal ball.
Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking.
I see someone dancing and waving money in the air.
And you'll automatically qualify to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate.
But wait, there's lots more people laughing and waving money.
That's because every week, Commonwealth One is also holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Madam, your crystal ball, it's gone dark.
Oh, I turned it off, darling. I saw myself opening an account at Commonwealth One.
Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Snow on the ground. Frost on the windows. A chill in the air. And yet the irony of winter in West Virginia is just how warm it makes you feel. It's that incredible feeling that brings people back year after year. This is winter, pure and unspoiled. This is the outdoor playground you can make all your own. Magical and full of memories. And there are few better escapes than the winter wonders found at Canaan Valley and Blackwater Falls. Just 3 hours outside Washington, D.C. It's everything you long for in a snowy getaway. Fill your day with skiing, skating, sledding, and tubing. Then wander about the local antique shops and breweries when the sun sets. This is winter at its finest. Marvelous and pure. Find your version of winter heaven at wvtourism.com.
7:26 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and love those Senate hearings. Now, on Wednesday, Senator Kamala Harris, of course, she's a Democrat from California, and a lot of people speculating that she is going to be running for president, and she's doing a lot of grandstanding these days. Now, she compared ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, she compared ICE to the Ku Klux Klan, insisting that certain communities view the agency as a, quote, domestic terrorist group that deliberately uses, quote, fear and intimidation to specifically target, quote, immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America, end of quote, based on their racial or ethnic background. So, she makes the comments in a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing on Wednesday. She's talking with the acting ICE director, Ronald Vitello. He'll become the agency's newest official head. Now, listen to not only what she says, but how she interrupts this guy. I mean, he is the acting ICE director. And if she really trying to get information and, proceed on a hearing gathering information, or is she grandstanding and campaigning for her 2020 presidential race? Well, I will leave you to decide.
Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between sworn officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no...
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK?
It's so funny. You know, senators never answer questions they don't want to answer. But, boy, she really wanted an answer out of him and stood his ground. 7:28 Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
7:30 News is next with Heather Curtis. We're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The CIA confirming that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally ordered the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. will hold everyone responsible for last month's murder accountable.
The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was an atrocity. It was also an affront to a free and independent press.
17 Saudi officials were sanctioned by the Trump administration this week for their alleged roles in the killing. After a week of combing through 911 calls and incident reports, the number of people missing in California's deadliest wildfire is now more than 1,000. But correspondent Kaylee Hartung says
the number of missing persons continues to fluctuate. Authorities say it is so difficult to pinpoint the exact number because so many people have been displaced.
The death toll for Northern California's Camp Fire now stands at 71. President Trump will visit the area today to see the devastation. A vigil will be held tonight for an unarmed man killed by park police after a chase down the George Washington Parkway. The controversial incident was caught on tape by dash cam video from Fairfax County Police who joined the pursuit. On the one-year anniversary of the shooting, Congressman Dom Beyer and Eleanor Holmes Norton are proposing legislation to require federal police to also have dash cams and wear body cameras.
It's not only been a very good thing in terms of understanding what happens in violent incidents, but it's been great protection for the police from accusations of excessive force.
Beyer says if not for cameras used by Fairfax police, the public wouldn't know what happened that night. The FBI hasn't released any information publicly. In sports, the Caps beat the Avalanche 3-2. The Wizards lose to the Nets 115-104. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
It's the saggy jawline, you guys. It's the jawline and the double chin that give your age away. It is, but not anymore. Larry O'Connor, and I'm introducing the brand new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawlines, but it plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metallactones together for the first time, it works amazingly quick, and the results get better every day. No one else has this technology or the proprietary chemical-free base. So say goodbye to that double chin right now. And from now until Thanksgiving, it's yours free when you order Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, they're going to throw in Genucel's immediate effects for free. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Imagine that double chin disappearing in about a week with Genucel jawline treatment. 100% guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
It's 7:33 on WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will find some slowing traffic in the district on northbound 295 between the Naval Research Lab and South Capitol Street. And we do have a work zone to watch out for as well as you're traveling on 395 southbound before Glebe Road headed towards King Street in the left lane. So far, traffic still moving at a fairly good pace there. Traveling on 66, we do have a road work zone east of the Fairfax County Parkway to Route 28 in Centerville, and there will be left lane construction there. So do use caution and watch for brief slowdowns through that work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, high in the low 50s, right now 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Surviving the Computer Age, How to Save Your Neck and Shoulders on Wednesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
The seasons are changing, and there's definitely a chill in the air. So the last thing you want to do is park far away from your event. Thankfully, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're watching football, checking out your favorite museum, or going to a concert, don't get caught in the cold without Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Get $10 off your first park by using promo code SAVE on the app. That's $10 off with promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36, I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President, Strategic Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Morning, Rick. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Obviously, we've heard so much about the caravan, and everybody was saying, well, the caravan's not going to get to the border until December. Well, there are members of the caravan who have reached Tijuana already, and Tijuana is about the furthest place you could go in the caravan. You could have gotten to Texas much sooner, but, of course, the laws in California are much more lenient than in Texas. So the question is, how'd they get there so soon? Have there been some support, some transportation?
Well, there had to be, and this is where you need to really, people need to really focus on who's got people kind of down there monitoring this. What I find appalling about the coverage of this issue, Rick, it's all opinion. As you just point out, it's like, hey, they're now at the border, and yet everybody was telling us they weren't. Well, this is because the media chose to not really cover this. I think there was a couple of articles in Fox News, and I know Judicial Watch and some other organizations have been closely tracking this. So I hate to say this, but there's been an effort to try to convince the American people that the convoy is dispersing or it's not really coming. It's coming, and it is an invasion, whether they're armed or not. You're having people who are dislocating for purposes of relocating and bringing essentially their issues and their nationalistic views with them. And so, yeah, someone's paying for that. And I think if you there's groups right now, investigative groups down there doing the research, we're going to probably come to find that there's some nonprofit who is behind the scenes buying both food, shelter, and transportation for these folks. And it's a concerted effort, and we need to take it very seriously.
We were talking with John Gizzi earlier, and some of the frustration apparently that the president has expressed over Kirstjen Nielsen at Homeland Security is that she's not being aggressive enough, John pointing out that she's attorney, that she is an attorney, and that she understands legal limitations that maybe the president doesn't particularly want to hear. What's your assessment about what she could do within the powers that she has?
Well, this is where there needs to be a layered approach to this, Rick. I mean, I've worked this issue during the 90s. I worked the counter-drug issue. Mexico became, at that point in time, one of the main transit areas for this. And there was military plans to go in and do more. I'm not talking about invasion. I'm talking about doing more direct work to establish an understanding using intelligence and other resources. And that's part of the battle here, obviously. We need to know what's going on. I think the Homeland Security Director suffers from the same problem with other people in her position, you know, lawyers. Lawyers see a solution when they're cast to do something. Their job, in their view, is to minimize risk and do a memo to, you know, basically capture their view. And they think that's done. And I just don't believe that she has been working to effectively implement policies to counter some of the threats. So, you know, if she continues to fail in that regard, and I've heard that that's what's been happening, I think she's going to be replaced. It's really that simple.
I want to turn to the CIA, according to multiple reports, concluding that the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, actually ordered the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And the CIA has not commented, but a number of media sources are reporting that the CIA has come to the conclusion that MBS was involved. Number one, what are you hearing? And number two, what does that mean for our relationship with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, the CIA was clearly tasked to figure this out. And I don't know, I can't confirm or deny or anything regarding what the CIA may have found. I do believe, based on my understanding of the situation, that the communications that were provided to us by Turkey, there and other incidental information is that, yes, this operation to kill the reporter, their dissident, was approved at the highest level. And between, you know, all the factors we know about how Saudi does things, this fits within a profile of what they would do in like this. With that said, there's still some really big unknowns here, Rick. First, Turkey. Turkey seems to have set up this whole thing. They've admitted that they were monitoring this in great detail. They essentially monitored the hit team coming in, even knowing what weapons they had. So we need to be careful about everything we see regarding what Turkey's told us. And then secondly, you know, President Trump has said he wants to get to the bottom of this. He's directed an investigation. I was in a debate with someone from Cato yesterday saying, well, they just don't think the president's taking this seriously. I think he is. And I think we need to still continue to allow the investigation to go forward to figure out what happened.
Okay, I want to turn to the situation with North Korea. Now, it's kind of weird because there's a report out that they tested a what they call, quote, ultra-modern tactical weapon. That report coming out Friday, and North Korea making that announcement. A U.S. official told ABC that there was no missile launch and no missile trajectories were detected. So if it wasn't a missile, what do you think? A small tactical weapon? What type of thing is that?
Well, it wasn't nuclear, and I don't think it was actually a ballistic missile we would have concerns about. Nothing in our agreement so far that we've made with them says they can't do testing of weapons. And it's one of those situations where primary interest of the negotiation that we have with them is to move forward to establish an off-ramp for them, both militarily, so that they do not see the South of the United States as a threat to the North Korean people, and secondly, to remove the nuclear weapons in all forms. Those issues have not fundamentally changed. And so do we expect the North Koreans to act up? Rick, we've talked about the North Koreans acting up probably 2 dozen times ever since we started this process, and I don't see this any different. But with that said, I just don't see it threatening or derailing the overall direction of the negotiations and what we're trying to achieve with the North Koreans.
Well, it's not like we've lifted any sanctions that they've
That's
been
correct.
Demanding we do. And one interesting note, the North Koreans had detained an American recently, and they did release the American about the same time they made that announcement. So, again,
I think they're still making progress overall, yeah.
probably won't be reported in the mainstream media, but anyway, we talk a lot about you being at the London Center for Policy Research. And the founder of the center died suddenly. And tell us a little more about the center and tell us about Herb London.
Yeah, Dr. London, my boss, passed this past Saturday unexpectedly. He was a true Renaissance man, actually had a hit, We're Not Going Steady, back in the late 1950s, was actually drafted to be a basketball player and chose not to play basketball. and did a number of other things for the conservative cause over the years. He's actually run for governor in the state of New York, and he was very much behind the scenes writing books and trying to, what he called, implement common sense conservatism, you know, basically trying to get things into the daily lives of everybody to help make things better. And he established the London Center for us on the national security side to kind of work to find a path forward. And Herb was very proud of calling us a think and do tank. We don't simply think about it. We actually go out and do it. So he was a great boss, gave us a lot of freedom. And unfortunately, you know, he was 79, and time caught up to him. And unfortunately, you know, we're now having to figure out how to memorialize him. And we intend fully to keep the center going and honor his legacy.
It's the LondonCenter.org, the website, LondonCenter.org. And, Tony, thank you very much, as always, for your commentary and obviously for the work that you all are doing at the London Center. Much appreciated.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. 7:45 Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather, and then Cheryl Atkinson will join us. Michelle Murray's over in the traffic center this morning.
Traveling on 66 westbound in Haymarket at Route 15, we have an accident now blocking the left lane. Use caution there. We also have some road work westbound before that, east of the Fairfax County Parkway, headed towards 28. We've got some construction affecting the left side of the roadway. No other problems to report traveling the roadways right now. We do have the 395 HOV lanes closed after Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge, but the earlier road work at Glebe Road has been cleared away. No problems right now to report on the Capitol Beltway through Prince George's, Montgomery County, and heading into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, high 49, clouds on Sunday with a high of 50, cloudy Monday up to 55, and Tuesday it looks cloudy with a high of 50. 41 in Washington, going to 49, 7:46, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update, WMAL, and we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson, and she, of course, is the host of Full Measure. That's every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC7. And a very interesting legal case here, and the attention all this week has been on Jim Acosta. CNN goes to court to get his press pass back. There's another legal case that's been going on for a very long time, and it involves a lot more serious issue, and it involves Cheryl Atkinson, and she has been the victim of surveillance by the U.S. government, and she's been in litigation for a long time. And Cheryl, I think a more significant and important legal case that does not get the attention. But give us a little background on what you've been up against in case somebody is not familiar with what happened to you.
Well, starting around the 2013 time period, through sources I had, and then subsequent forensic exams, there have been five independent forensics exams, we learned that there was a long-term effort by government proprietary to a government agency, the software that was used, to intrude upon my work and home computers, monitor the keystrokes, get into the CBS system through my computers when I was working at CBS, plant three classified documents in my system, use Skype to exfiltrate files and also to activate the microphone on my computers to listen in on conversations. There's all kinds of technology that was used for these remote intrusions. And I've been suing with the help of an attorney and a couple people that said this landmark case is very important for, I guess we're in our fourth year. The case sat dormant for a long time in D.C. court, moved to Virginia last fall, and, you know, we're still continuing the battle as the Trump Justice Department fights just as hard as the Obama Justice Department against the case, using your tax dollars, obstructing and refusing to provide discovery and fighting every step of the way. So that's been going on for quite some time.
So this is clearly a case for the rights of a journalist, a landmark case, and you've had to fight this pretty much on your own. Have you had any entities, any organizations, any corporations come to support you on your legal fees?
Well, I had not. I mean, aside from some intel officials, you know, unnamed people, and my attorney, who's actually a liberal Democrat supporter of former President Obama and of Hillary Clinton, but said this is the worst government abuse he's ever seen of a private citizen. So he's helping me with the case. But I gave a speech or gave a class a couple months ago to a group of lawyers continuing legal education on Fourth Amendment surveillance abuses. And these lawyers understand this is a landmark case and were asking me about it and asking which press rights groups and privacy groups and constitutional groups were helping me with it. And I said there weren't any. And one of the lawyers who I had just met started a GoFundMe effort and a Fourth Amendment litigation fund that's now going for the lawsuit with a group of constitutional and privacy advocates and whistleblower experts and people like that, mostly individuals rather than groups, liberal, conservative, and otherwise who've signed on. So, you know, after 4 years to finally have groups showing interest or people showing interest in trying to help has been awesome. They said that this is an important case and that it's being watched by a lot of people in the legal community, and so they're helping it move forward. You know, it's almost insurmountable if the government decides either to sue you or prosecute you, which is not the case I am. And but in my case, I'm suing them. They can fight forever with unlimited funds and unlimited time because they have tax money. So it's a very difficult battle to fight, but I'm determined to go as long as I can.
I know you have a lot of supporters that listen to you on WMAL, and it is a GoFundMe page. And how do you get to it? What's the title on it?
It's Akeson Fourth Amendment Litigation Fund. I guess if you just search my name, it would come up. I've linked to it on my Twitter page and my Facebook page. And Mark Fitzgibbons is the attorney who I had just met that actually got all of these people together, you know, to back it and basically publicize it so that we can keep it going. This case is important in my view, not because of me. It's important to me because of that, but to everybody else, the reason it's significant is the implications it has for behavior of bad actors in our intelligence community who did this to other people, not just me. I happen to have sources that help me find out. But if this kind of behavior and activity goes unpunished and nobody's held accountable, there's nothing to stop this from continuing to happen as it has in the past. And this is a very big deal.
Over two dozen prominent names in politics and actually a professionally diverse group have gotten together to support you on that page and signed on to the page, the GoFundMe page, and including Common Cause, and they're not known for their conservative views.
Yeah, the founder of Common Cause is on there, big liberal group and liberal activist. I very much appreciate that. I mean, traditional liberals as well as constitutional conservatives are on the same side of these issues in general when it comes to press freedoms and right to privacy and sticking to our Constitution. So that's how we get this sort of diverse mix of individuals who've signed on to this effort.
I want to turn to a story that you're doing tomorrow on Full Measure. Again, we have seen a media frenzy and excitement about the legalization of marijuana in different states around the country. Colorado is one that's been in the spotlight. And you hear a lot of the pros of the legalization of marijuana when it comes to tax revenues, but there are downsides. You're doing a story on it tomorrow, and what did you find when you actually went to Colorado and looked deep into it?
Well, we went there because they were the first state to approve pot stores at a retail level, recreational pot, not just medical. And, you know, we found a mixed bag, as you would expect to find. Lots of support, you know, people who smoke marijuana and use it and dab it and do all kinds of things, but they love it. The culture's changed. Some people like that. There has been tax revenue brought in. You know, there's been a lot of positives on the part of people who are promoting it. But there is a downside. We went to Colorado Springs, which has opted out, to find out why they've opted out. And basically, it's because of the bad experience they've already had with medical marijuana. And I guess we'd call it unintended consequences. Even the pro-marijuana people acknowledge there's issues with the driving while smoking pot intoxicated type thing because there's no test for that. The homeless rate has just skyrocketed. The cost of homes has skyrocketed. Crime has skyrocketed faster than the rest of the country. They have now the equivalent of, I call them crack houses, but they're pot houses in neighborhoods with the same impact that are being destroyed by cartels that come in and groups coming in to grow large amounts of pot that really aren't legal and destroy the houses in the middle of these nice neighborhoods in doing so and then skip town. And then I thought one of the most surprising things was the black market hasn't gone away. It's just changed. and law enforcement hasn't been able to free up its resources. The hope was, hey, you know, they won't have to spend time enforcing pot laws. Well, for every law they created, two more were then needed because this is highly regulated, how much you can buy and who can sell it and what's in, all kinds of stuff that require more laws and more laws. And so the mayor of Colorado Springs says they're spending more law enforcement and manpower enforcing the marijuana laws in this permissive environment than they were before. So it's a mixed bag, and the reason we did the story is because there's an organized effort going state by state to try to get more states to legalize marijuana, and the public generally supports it when you ask. So there may be some lessons learned from the Colorado experience.
That's tomorrow morning. It's on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, full measure, and it's also throughout the day on News Channel 8. As always, Cheryl, thank you very much, and the best of luck on the GoFundMe page, and keep up the fight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you talking about it.
Sure. 7:56 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and during this busy season, a good night's sleep gives you the energy to enjoy time with family and friends. But if you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea, the terrible sounds that come along with it, like snoring and leaking air, may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution right here in the Washington, D.C. area called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. So do you suffer from rentophobia? You know, that's the fear of renting your home because you think it'll take too much time. Now there's a cure for rentophobia. It's called Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse takes property management off your plate so you're free to sit back and relax as someone else does all the heavy lifting. First, they find great tenants. Then, for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, so if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. With Renter's Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Don't let rentophobia keep you from turning your home into a long-term cash machine. Call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, or go to renterswarehouse.com right now and book a free home rental price analysis. See what your home will rent for, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown.
The Skins welcome J.J. Watt and the Texans to FedEx Field.
Going over the middle of the end zone, it is caught! Jordan Reed!
Coverage begins Sunday at noon on WMAL.
According to the American Resort Development Association, the average annual maintenance fee for 1 week at a timeshare is $980. That's $980 per year, whether you've used your timeshare or not. If you've tried selling it, giving it back to the resort, and you still can't get out, trust the pros. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the only company I trust. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. We were just telling you about Redskins football tomorrow. Redskins are back at it on Thanksgiving Day, 4:30. The Redskins and the Cowboys. You have a very happy Thanksgiving. We've got Garden Sense coming up right after the 8 o'clock news with Heather Curtis. Have a great weekend.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL,
a Cumulus station.